Ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, welcome to Siempre Palante. Palante. Siempre Palante.
Hola mi gente, feliz año nuevo, happy new year. We are back for the second half of season 2 for Siempre Palante, Always Forward. I'm your host, Giraldo Luis Alvarez. Gracias for listening. Before we start, I wish all of you an abundance of health, love, happiness, and wealth for 2023 and beyond. Your support has helped this show gravitate to new heights. The best is yet to come. Speaking of the best, this next episode is a story about familia that inspires every time it's told. Have you heard about Nathan Nearest Green? He's a former slave who became Tennessee's premier whiskey distiller and taught Jack Daniels how to make whiskey. Yes, you heard that right. He taught Jack Daniels how to make whiskey. In 2016, on the 150th anniversary of Jack Daniels Tennessee Whiskey, Clay Risen wrote an article for the New York Times about Nathan Nearest Green. Fawn Weaver, an author and entrepreneur, was in Singapore when she read the article. This marked the beginning of something special. How special? Let's just say the spirits industry has been introduced to a legacy that is rewriting history. A history ensuring the story is being told straight from the source. Our guest is part of the team behind the most awarded American whiskey or bourbon since its launch in 2017. She is the great-great-granddaughter of Nearest Green, and as a master blender for Uncle Nearest, she has reshaped the whiskey and bourbon industry. Please welcome Victoria Edie Butler. Who is Victoria Edie Butler?
I am the master blender for Uncle Nearest Premium Whiskey and the great-great-granddaughter of Nearest Green, the man who we honor with our brand.
And how special it is. And being a master blender, for the audience out there, there's a lot of whiskey connoisseurs, I'm sure, that are listening. But there's also some folks that might be listening for the first time. So what is a master blender?
Well, I am responsible for all the blends that we create at Uncle Nearest. I have the liberty and the freedom to put my own touches on the product that goes in the bottle. I sample. Some days it may be 10 samples. Some day it may be 30, 35. And I take the best of those samples, blend those now to our standard of 1884 small batch, and decide how we want that to taste to deliver to the consumer.
That must be a really exciting job. And you didn't just become a master blender overnight, because we're going to peel back a little bit of this onion and get in the kitchen and start cooking some more things, because I feel that it was destined with the story of Uncle Nearest and your great-great-grandfather, Nathan Green. So first, your love was law. You wanted to become a lawyer way back sixth grade. You went down a different path. You want to share a little bit about that?
Well, at one point, I really didn't want to be an attorney. My grandmother, that was her desire for me. But I knew that I wanted to be in law enforcement. And so I graduated high school from Moore County High School, went on to further my education at Middle Tennessee State University, and landed a job with the Department of Justice, with the Regional Organized Crime Information Center, and worked my way up to being the analytical manager. And I held that position for about 21 years. And I was responsible for overseeing and leading a team of criminal intelligence and forensic analysts. So it wound up being a job that I, or career rather, that I really enjoyed and loved. I think we did some good work there at the center, and I think that the center still thrives today doing good work there. But once I joined the Uncle Nearest team, I soon realized that this was my passion. I had served in the law enforcement realm for 31 years, but now I know that I am walking in my purpose.
You mentioned earlier, Grandma wanted you to become the lawyer. Our family always means well because they want us to do better.
Yeah, it's all about family. Yes, my grandmother had desires for me to be an attorney. One was because she said she hoped I would get a job that would pay me for talking. I've always enjoyed conversation, talking. Now I get to do it every day. I sincerely enjoy being on shows like this one, sharing the story of Near Screen. That is our mission. Our goal is to ensure that his name, his legacy is shared around the world.
Talking a little bit more about family, we'll stay on this thread. The lawyer thing, you took that pivot. You got into the Department of Justice in 31 years. But before that, what were some of the things that led you down that first path that inspired you and your family? Who were some of the people in your family that you really looked at as role models? And there was things that they taught you along the way.
Well, it's always been my grandmother. I was asked yesterday about my hero. She's my hero. Much like Nearest, she didn't have a formal education, but the lady was extremely wise, loving, and kind. She passed that on to my mother, who passed that on to her children. And so my grandmother truly was the matriarch of the family. I learned so much from being in her presence, just watching her and listening to her. She was a great cook, strong believer in the word, just led by example. She just lived her life much like the example that we try to set for the Uncle Nearest team, in the vein of love, honor, and respect. I mean, everyone in Lynchburg, of course, knows everyone, but my grandmother was highly respected, not just because she was Nearest Green's granddaughter, but because she was just a wonderful woman, a great storyteller, a kind person. And so if I can be half the woman that she was, wonderful mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, wife, I think that my living will not be in vain. So she's it for me. She's it. And of course, my mother, because she learned from the best.
That's beautiful. And you're on your way. I mean, if not, you're getting right to it, because I mean, the things you've accomplished are nothing short of amazing. Share with me a little bit about with grandma, a special story or something that stands out. I mean, there's many, I'm sure, but maybe there's a special one you can share.
Well, it's always been faith. My grandmother was a strong believer. Naturally, she passed that on down to the family as well. She always leaned on the word of God. She instilled that in all of us. And we were a family, tight-knit family. Her place, her home, she and my grandfather, that was the gathering place. I don't really deal with a lot of conflict, adversity. My thing is solution, much like hers. You deal with it and move on. I must say my life has been like anyone else. I've had ups and downs, but for the most part, I've had more good days than bad. Very fortunate to have been led by my grandparents, my mother. I have wonderful siblings. And then comes Fawn Weaver. She's just another addition to my life, to my family. As far as what my grandmother shared, I can't think of one particular incident in my life where she pulled me to the side and had that kind of conversation. I was the smallest one. I was the runt of the family, but she always encouraged me to be me and to embrace every opportunity that came along in spite of my size or whatever, to embrace it and do my best. So with everything that I strive to do, I give it all I have. I did in my previous career, try to be the best mother I can be to my son and grandmother to my grandson and teammate to those that I have the honor of working alongside every day, and just try to be a good mother, a good daughter, a good friend. So just being an all-around good person is what I strive to be. Naturally, I have my shortcomings. I am a work in progress, but I do give it my very best.
I feel we all are, Victoria. We all are a work in progress. And you said it there, faith. That's the pinnacle right there, the foundation of a strong family, and it keeps you going. Did you know, sabías que? Fawn Weaver serves as CEO of Uncle Nearest Premium Whiskey, a company she founded in 2016. They are the fastest growing American whiskey brand in U.S. history, the best-selling African-American founded spirit brand of all time, and the most award-winning American whiskey to date, with the next closest brand being a very distant second. Uncle Nearest has exceeded sales of $100 million and is on pace to more than double revenue by the end of 2023. Take it all in, mi gente. I tried Uncle Nier's premium whiskey, and it doesn't disappoint. Get yourself a bottle and tell them Giraldo sent you. Now, back to the show. Those 31 years with the DOJ must have been an amazing ride. You loved it. Then all of a sudden, something comes up that's, if not more important, right? But at the time, you're going through these motions. So share with me about that juncture, because that must have been something where it was like, God is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, indeed he is. Who would have ever thought that in just a short period of time, things would shift to a whole different arena in my life? I certainly didn't see it coming, but I'm very grateful for it. When Fawn arrived in Lynchburg, Tennessee in 2016, and started meeting my family and start unearthing what we now know to be the legacy of Nier Scream, I was one of the last ones in the family to meet her because I was working in Nashville, living in Murfreesboro, traveling, not going home as often. So the opportunity to meet her right off the bat was not there. What I was learning about her was from my siblings, mainly my sisters, because they were spending a lot of time with her, getting to know her. And so I knew who she was, knew what she was doing, thought it was wonderful that she was there to find out more about my family's legacy, of namely Nier Scream and what his contribution was to the Jack Daniel brand and to spirits industry as a whole. So I was excited about what she was doing, but I hadn't met the lady, right? And so once I meet her and we have conversation about me joining the team, within 60 days, my life had completely changed and all for the better. Now, I had a good life prior to meeting Fawn Weaver. I was grateful for it all. But then becoming a part of something much bigger than myself, much greater than myself, it just felt different. My atmosphere changed. And I was working with people who are not related to Nier Scream far as the bloodline, but who were driven to reach the goal of cement and Nier's legacy. And that interests me. And I had never been exposed to anyone quite like Fawn. She reminds me a lot of my grandmother and my aunt Sis in regards to letting people be themselves and encouraging that as well. And so the transition was really easy after conversations with her and joining the team, getting acclimated to what the goal was and how we were going about succeeding and doing that. It was really a basically seamless transition. In my previous career, attention to detail was important because we were making decisions that could cost someone their future, whether they would be imprisoned or be free. And so that attention to detail, I carried that with me into my new career, my new position, my new work family, right? And so that was easy. What threw me for a little bit of a loop was when Fawn asked me to blend our 1884 small batch. Naturally, I hadn't done anything like that, so I was quite nervous about it. But oddly enough, things came together like I had been doing it forever. Right out the gate, when the Expression launched in July of 2019, we started winning awards with it. And so Fawn asked me to blend the next batch, and I did. And the awards and the accolades, they kept coming, and the consumers were gravitating to it. And it was quickly becoming one of their favorite expressions of Uncle Nier's. And so soon thereafter, and maybe a couple of months or so, I was elevated to master blender, and I have blended every batch of 1884 since then, and it has been quite successful. So I can't explain all of that other than I know now what I am destined to do going forward. It is to continue in this vein of love, honor, and respect, lifting up the name of Nier Scream and sharing his legacy and story with those who do not know, who care to know and want to know more, those who already have been exposed but want to know more. That is my purpose now. That is my purpose. And I have the opportunity to do that with people who are just as driven and committed as I am, in spite of not being a blood relative. And so I'm just tickled to death about it. I'm excited about the future of the brand. I'm excited about the build out at the distillery. Every day is a big adventure. I've been asked time and time again what I enjoy most about my position, and it's what I'm doing that day. I love it all. I honestly do. And I never saw it coming, but I'm grateful for every bit of it.
One thing that you mentioned, and it really caught my attention reading multiple stories, and one thing was like no formal education in blending. But you mentioned the attention to detail you brought with you already.
Yes.
And you have a superpower that you have in your DNA.
Absolutely. You know, people get all messed up about, well, she didn't have formal education. Is she really good at it? Nears Green didn't have any either. At the time that he was making the best whiskey around, the man was a slave. No formal education, but yet he went on to do great things. He's responsible for helping to perfect the Lincoln County process, the process of filtering whiskey through sugar maple charcoal, the process that separates Tennessee whiskey from any other spirit. So I don't get messed up about that anymore. At first, I was letting the noise get in my head, but I've pushed back from that. And so the naysayers and the haters, it's all good because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm capable of. The blind bourbon tastings that we have won countless awards for, whiskey awards for, has proven that indeed I do know what I'm doing. We are the most awarded whiskey or bourbon for 3 years in a row, 2019, 2020, and 2021. Those are blind taste tests. I am confident in my skill set, and I am confident in the whiskey that I blend. I start out with a really good product. The distillation, the whiskey that is brought to me to sample, to blend, to create, is good whiskey. So I have a leg up because I don't have to do a lot of discarding of bad product, right? So it's all good.
When you're going through the blending process, is there a particular flavor or taste, or is it just instinct? It's just, you know.
Well, it's all of that now. Of course, when I first started, I really didn't have a flavor profile that I was targeting. The one thing of concern for me was the finish. I wanted the finish to be memorable, but not pungent. And I hope that I have succeeded in doing that. Now, unknowingly, my palate has developed and the flavor profile is kind of a sweet and spicy. Didn't know that, of course, in the beginning. I think the finish starts out kind of sweet, but then it yields to a spiciness. I love the butterscotch and the honey and the maple and all of the stone fruit that you'll get in the 1884. That is my palate. And that now is, I guess, my signature. Those are the things that you'll find when you sip whiskey that I have blended.
I love sweet. That first bottle went pretty quickly. My wife was like, man, you really like this whiskey. I said, well, I mean, it just goes down good. Mi gente, when you get a chance, take it a step further after you listen. Help support Siempre Pa'lante by making a donation. This helps keep the lights on and, more importantly, brings you more cultural content and live events. Instead of buying that cafecito or fresh bagel, visit linktree.sp.alwaysforward. linktr.ee/sp.alwaysforward. Or go to the show notes for more info. Gracias.
Our 1884 small batch is now near screen whiskey from start to finish. The distillation, the filtration, everything is ours. When we first started our brand to honor Nearest, it was source product. But now, our whiskey that was laid down 4.5, almost 5 years ago, it is coming to maturity. And so now we are bottling our own whiskey. And I think that it's the best whiskey that we've put in a bottle thus far. Our 1884 small batch is absolutely phenomenal. And then we have the Master Blend Edition. It is a blend of the best barrels of really 1884, but it's not diluted by any water. It's barrel strength. It's phenomenal. It really is. And unfortunately, right now, it can only be purchased at the distillery. But when you come down to visit, you'll definitely have to get you some. It's just really, really good whiskey. I'm extremely proud of it. The Master Blend came about as I was blending the 1884. I was just finding barrels that were so phenomenal, just really superior, that I didn't think should be diluted by any water. Now, keep in mind, we put very little water in any of our expressions, right? So with the Master Blend, there is no water. I just thought that it should be something special, and Fawn agreed. And Juneteenth of last year, when we reopened our distillery, we also introduced the Master Blend Edition. At that time, it was still with source product, but with batch 5 of the Master Blend Edition, we introduced the whiskey community to our own whiskey.
With the 1884, there's that special connection you have. What about the others? Is the 1820, the 1856, are you involved in those?
Any expression that requires a blend, I'm involved in it. And then the 1820 and the 1856 were already on the market before I joined the team. But the 1820, our CEO and founder, Fawn Weaver, and I are responsible for selecting the barrels that will be decided upon to taste. And then we have a tasting panel on our team that decides if the 1820 meets our criteria to be bottled. So anything that requires a blend, I am responsible for. If not moving forward, I would be responsible for every blend that we have. So the 1856 is what we launched our brand with in 2017. It's still a source whiskey. It's 8 to 14 years old. 1856 is the year that Near Screen helped perfect the Lincoln County process. It's 100 proof whiskey. Our 1884 is 93 proof. That is the year that Near's Green last put whiskey in a barrel. So we pay homage to his retirement with the 1884. And then 1820 is the year that we believe that he was born. And so we pay homage to his birth. 1820 is, of course, is barrel proof as well. It is our most exclusive expression. Less than 1% of the barrels that are selected for 1820 ever make it to the bottle because it's just that special. We don't have a lot of it because whiskey has to mature. The 1820 is 11-year-old product. And so we did have some maybe the end of last year, and hopefully we'll have more soon. But it's special. It's real special.
So I'm coming to Uncle Near's Distillery. This is my first time there, and I have all this product to select from, all these whiskeys to choose from. Where do I start? Where do I end? And what do I pair it with?
When our fantastic guides are given the tour, of course, a tasting is involved. We always start with the lowest proof, which would be our 1884. And then we move to the 1856, and then it's the Master Blend. I suggest you get them all. For one, how often are you going to come to the Near Screen Distillery? I think it's special to be on the property that is our home, the place that we honor, Near Screen. Our tour is rich in history, not just the legacy of Near Screen, but Tennessee history in general. We play homage to the Women's Suffrage March. We have the first non-alcoholic speakeasy on our property. And we will soon be opening the doors to the longest bar in the world at the Near Screen Distillery. We sit on 323 acres. It is a former Tennessee walk-in horse farm. We have tried really hard to maintain the beauty of that farm. So it's just something for everybody. The history just bubbles over in regards to learning more about the great state of Tennessee. You got to come visit. That bar, the Humble Baron, the longest bar in the world, will be opening soon. So later this summer or early fall, you take a trip. I treat you to a drink there at the bar.
There's all these amazing things. But one thing that I love about Uncle Nearest is the all-female executive team.
It's pretty awesome. Fondim set out really to build the first all-female executive team in the industry. It just happened that way. Much like a lot of things in our company, it just happened that way. But for good reason, right? Fond puts in place the best person for the position. In the case of our executive team, it just so happened we were all female. And now we have set the example, set the bar, and I hope that we are being good examples. I think that we are in showing what women can do in decision-making positions in the spirits industry. So yeah, it's fantastic to work alongside those powerhouses that I call family, with Fawn leading the charge. So it's pretty good.
And I like the fact that there's the status quo, the standard, right, in the industry. And yeah. Uncle Nearest said, wait a second, you're doing that? No, we're going to do this.
Oh, yeah. We have definitely carved out our own path. The driving force from the jump was Nearest Green's legacy. That is what continues to drive us every day, is to go about our day, pounding the rock, sharing the story, ensuring that Nearest Green's legacy is never, ever forgotten, that his legacy is cemented in history. We do it our own way. It works for us. We are enjoying every minute of it. We work really hard, but we do it with excellence. We are moving some things around and we like it that way. Our story causes us to reflect, because Nearest Green is no longer with us, right? Not physically, but I believe that he's here in spirit, right? So we don't look back reflecting on the bad things that have happened in the past, like Nearest being a slave, the story laying dormant for all those years. We look forward. Our blessings are frontward. That was one of the things that my grandmother always shared with us, was being a woman of faith, being a people of faith, that we don't look back, that we move forward knowing that our blessings lie ahead. You know, I live by that. I don't look back because I don't want to stumble. There is nothing behind me that I need to reach back for except beautiful memories, and I let the rest fall to the wayside. Hello, this is Victoria Edie Butler, master blender for Uncle Nearest Premium Whiskey, and you are listening to Siempre Pa'lante.
There's a word here that I want to share with you, legacy. What does legacy mean to you?
Oh, it's family. What Nearest accomplished all those years ago, the family embraced it. The family continued it on. There has never been any Jack Daniel whiskey made without a Green on property. And now there is a brand that honors him. Uncle Nearest Premium Whiskey is all about Nearest Green. And so it's about family, the foundation that Fawn Weaver put into place before any whiskey was put in the bottle. That was about family. The foundation pays for all of Nearest Green's college age descendants who have a desire to continue their education. We pay for full tuition, books, lab fees, anything that's connected to their classes. Tutoring, if necessary. We haven't had to provide tutoring, but we would pay for it if it was needed. I have the honor of being the director of administration over our foundation. So it's all about family. Legacy is all about family. Continuing on the beautiful experience, the awards, the accolades. It's all about Nearest, whether it be for our team that's received an award, or me individually that's received an award. I look at it that it's another opportunity to share about Nearest. So it's family. Legacy is synonymous with family. You know, one of the things that I love about it is that it's real. We don't have to embellish it. As emotional and as soul-stirring as the story, the legacy of Near Screen is, it's real. It's not fluffed, doesn't have to be embellished. It is the truth based on research. You know, I have to give honor where it's due, and that's for Fawn Weaver, for the team that she put into place in 2016 to bring all of this together. And then with the foundation, she was so engulfed and entangled in the family and concerned about education for the family that she put that foundation in place before the whiskey was a consideration. And now the whiskey in part funds the foundation. So we're grateful for every bottle that is sold. We're grateful for every opportunity to share the story. Each time a glass of Uncle Near's is raised, you are indeed raising a glass to history.
Gracias, Victoria, for sharing your story and giving our listeners an important part of history that is being well-documented thanks to you and your team. Your love, energy, and passion for Familia is beautiful and heartwarming. You know I'm looking forward to visiting the Near's Green Distillery soon. I'm raising a glass to Uncle Near's, Victoria, Fawn, and the entire team for honoring a legacy and building on it for generations to come. Te deseo lo mejor y más. Y gente, don't forget to rate, review, follow, like, subscribe, and share. It goes a long way. You can find the show via Anchor.fm, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Check the show notes to learn more about Victoria and Uncle Near's premium whiskey. A special Palante shout out goes to my editor, Santiago, guests, Familia, and listeners. Gracias for your support. Tune in next week for more inspiring stories that rep la cultura, and tell a friend while you're at it. Hasta la próxima. Pa'lante.